Hey Pijuju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chambi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chambi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Chambi, 8 minutes past the hour of six. And this is your evening conversational program. We track progress in terms of economic development. We look at affairs of human advancement and everything that affect our bread and butter. And we know and we understand that most of you are on your way home. Some of you are already home. Some of you are already sleeping, waiting to wake up, midnight so that you can be able to watch World Cup. And the very interesting thing about World Cup is that it is happening at a time where we are not at the same line in terms of time. Realize that when it's morning on the other side here is about evening. But it's always interesting. That's why you'll be able to say that it's quite different now. The World Cup is happening at the edge of the world. If it was happening in China, when it's happening in US, you realize that we are not at the same time. But when it comes to England, Europe, it would be different. But see that people have hope and interest in Africa, especially there at Ivory Coast. People also have hope in Morocco, and also many other players tomorrow. We have to see the Lion of Terrax and also the Frenchman to see who is going to be taken down and who is, they say both are the African people, because if you look at the team of France, you'll be able to realize that, these are the descendants. We don't want to say the descendants of slaves, but indeed these are the African descendants. That's why you see South Africa playing against Africa. But I was looking at Japan. Japan also surprised me. I did not expect Japan to play that ball. But you realize that, there's a lot of surprising things that are happening within the World Cup. But we had to see how things will happen. And today we are going to look at the life-changing moment, because when you speak about business, we speak about ambition, we speak about professional growth. We don't plan for the unforeseen circumstances. Have you ever thought about what will happen if after 2 years you lose one of your legs or both of your legs or even your eyes? We don't think about those things, but there are people who experience these things, but they have to continue with life. How are you going to adjust in terms of skills and thinking? We don't think about these things. You only celebrate and we even complain that where we have both our organs are working properly. But there are people that do not plan about life. But we're going to listen to a story. Particularly one of his youngest, Pramba. And his life is not cut short, but change. Particularly when he got into an accident and also was not able to do his job that he used to do. Particularly in the area of plumbing, and also to look at what are some of the key things that you need to do, particularly in terms of shifting, because as far as we speak about business growth, as far as we speak about institutional growth, human capital, we don't look at a human being as an institution. When you do economic scenario planning on what would happen in terms of oil and gas, where there was war in the Middle East, we do a lot of scenario planning, but we don't think about that as individuals. We also do not understand that every day, regardless of Namibia having the best roads in Africa, accidents are still happening. People are still driving recklessly. And every day, if you listen to the statistic from MVA fund. You'll be scared that every day the life of an individual is changing, whether you lose your organ, whether you change in terms of thinking, whether you change in terms of physical appearance. But if you are still an individual that can contribute to the economic development, that's why from the hour of 6:30 there, we'll be joined by Imps Lion, particularly who will be able to engage with us, particularly when we speak about resilience of an individual amidst changes. Speak about resilience during professional shift. If you're a plumber getting a salary, for example, of 30,000, when you got injured, you have to be retrenched, or you have to go to a medical leave, or you have to go home. And that has to shift from what you were earning to depending on social grant, and also finding a way to adjust to that. You can even think about it in terms of family, because we only plan about us having good wives in the future, especially me. We pray about having a good wife and kids in the future. And we don't think about what would happen if something happened to me when I'm 50 years old. Am I still going to be a family man, or my wife will leave me? Is it even going to happen? That's why these things, we don't speak about them, but they are part of our planning. When you are planning your business, you must also be ready to adjust, because they say life is war. Every day is a battle after another battle. And in this aspect, you see how you navigate through those changes. But that is exactly what you're going to look at. Before the, if you look around today, there was an engagement, particularly looking at issues of oil and gas, particularly discussing the future discussion of oil and gas, to say from, decision to dividends. There are critical questions that Namibians want to ask, to say, no, how can we speak about benefits? Are the Namibian institutions ready? Are we having our things in order? Yes, the investor is already on board. The investor is already home. People have already started. The question is that, are we ready in terms of our legal framework? Where are we standing? That also look at what the youth are going to get, how the youth will be able to get, because there is already an international standard which is set, and with a set international standard, the standard does not come to you. You have to adjust to that standard. How are Namibians will be able to get into real deal? Or we are just going to look at it. First oil is coming March 2029. That is a projection. You know, when it comes, and the house is not in order, there are only two things. It's going to be a blessing and a curse. And nobody wanted to be a curse. But that was one of the discussion that was held today. But looking at the global affair, it's indicated that finally the war is coming to an end. The commander-in-chief of it's called the greatest army, United States of America, commander-in-chief Donald Trump, indicated to say no. He gave direction to say you must move, put the gun down, and we must start your engines. The Strait of Hormuz will open. Iran has also agreed, but we still yet to have to wait for the official signature. That will happen in Switzerland on Friday. But it's a good thing. You can also see the change in terms of the price of crude oil at the global market, that fell with 4%. But there is a critical question that you need to ask yourself, because, you know, I think it's the nature of capitalism system to say once the price go up, it will never go down. Even if it go down in terms of trading, with us, we have already adjusted there. It's like the price of bread. I want you to put it in your mind that the price of bread currently where it is, it will never in history of humankind will go down unless something really big happen in your market. And it's a nature of adjustment. with transport cost, with the cost of commodities such as beers, I mean beverages, and many other commodities. The same with also transportation. Once you adjust to that transportation, it will never go down, whether your economy do well or it's not doing very well. But that is one of the things which is happening. So let's go to a short commercial break, come back shortly, and from 6:30 there, we'll be able to speak with our guest for today, especially when it comes to shifting, because life is not always what you plan. But what is also interesting is that what do you make out of life, particularly looking at that context of shifting priorities, shifting professions, and many other things. Let's go to a short commercial break and come back shortly.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwanda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chami, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe, and from 6:30 there, we'll be joined by our guest, especially by the name Imps Lion, and we'll be able to discuss about shifting of priorities, shifting of life priorities, and also adjustment, because it's not about the good cut given to you. Some of you are given good cut by life, but you are still complaining. You are given both parents. You are given a shelter. You are given a job. You are given family, friends, but you are still complaining. There are others who are given none of what you have. and you are still complaining, government is not looking at me. You are given NASFAF, a scholarship. You are given a clean city, but you are just, not appreciating, but understanding and learning from history of others. Know that although they compare life to the game of chess, we are not starting with the same numbers of, items that we are playing with. We are not, starting with the same numbers of items that we are playing with, but, it's a game of adjustment. Looking at South Africa, particularly in the aspect of repatriation, it is stated that South Africa government has indicated that around 245 foreigners were repatriated just in a week. People are leaving South Africa. The deadline is 30 June. It's not a government deadline. It's a deadline of those who are organizing March to March and also Operation Dudura. And main targets: Nigeria, Malawi, Ghana, Zimbabwe, and Mozambique. Namibia is like, we are cousins with South Africa. They don't really do much to us, or maybe you don't have much influence in terms of civil activities. Although a report may also come to say there are some Namibians who are doing illegal things in South Africa, especially those Namibians that almost were about to bring the president of South Africa down. How can you steal in the form of a president? Why did not even go to the vice or maybe an ordinary minister? Something that is not good for our country, that we are in the record of history that the Namibians who stole money from Palapala, which is not something which should be encouraged. And looking ahead, what's happening in London, maybe something we are yet to understand as Africans. Because, developed countries have priorities which to us are not priorities. That's why we really need to be firm when we have to look at our principles. We really need to be firm, not only to look at money, but also to look at our principles, because I want you to get time to yourself and read it. It's not me who said it. I also got it from Helmut, is the one who showed it to me. There is an old naked bike ride, return street of London. Read that and see it yourself and ask yourself what the world is turning into. And you find out that Africans who think they are civilized, they end up participating into these things. But you start really realizing to say sometimes life is not about only imitating everything, but also understand what is the reason behind. How can you organize an event of naked bicycle ride? What level of human rights is that? I think it's something interesting to look at. You read. But it's happening in real life, and people have allowed it to happen. You find out that if we are not careful enough, we also end up losing our principles, because you find out Africans doing things just because there is money behind. And I still try to understand the value of that in life. You can engage us 083-288-4018 so that you can be able to air opinion, give your view, and also give your critical assessment. But for now, let's look at a short commercial break, then we'll come back with our guest and engage in the conversation. Stay tuned, we are here until the hour of 1900 hours.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Konongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onora esatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali mbali no heali ile kongerewa nora hetatu natu mbali o hetatu matatu oma filane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chambi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Hey, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chambi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Ngelo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Konongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oi.
Yeah, we are moving forward with the business and economic segment. As I indicated that today in the studio, I will be joined by Lion Eames, particularly looking at the story of resilience. How can human capital, how can an individual shift, particularly to things that nobody expected? And also, how do you adjust your skills to moving forward? Eames, Lion. Thank you very much for joining us at the Business and Economic Segment. How is your evening?
Yes, good evening, Mr. David Chambi.
I'm doing very well. Are you watching World Cup?
Yes. I'm watching. I'm supporting Portugal and Brazil.
Oh, Brazil, I understand. Why Portugal?
You already know number seven.
Okay. Yeah, Eames, everybody is interested in your story. We want to understand the story of resilience and also how you adjust to different life circumstances, particularly if we are looking at it from a professional point of view. Now, before we look at some of the things that changed, particularly to your physical condition, how was life as a professional I know you are a trained plumber. How was life as a plumber? What were some of the things that you enjoyed during and after work then, before you go to how things have changed?
Well, thank you for the question. Yes,
yeah.
Life was very beautiful.
Yeah.
Everything was simple.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, when you have everything friends becomes a lot, and when things change, friends become few. Yes, I actually went to NIM twice. I did carpentry, then I went back to do plumbing.
Okay.
Yes, soon as I finished plumbing, I got a job in Omaru Municipality.
Okay, for how long have you been working?
Yes, I joined Omaru Municipality on the 1st of August 2018.
Mm.
So, which I worked for only 11 months from 2018, 1 August to 2019, 15 May.
Mm.
That's when the accident happened.
Yeah.
Yes, as a plumber, although people look at it as a dirty job, but
yeah,
I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
I really enjoyed working with water, working for people in town, the community, connecting. It's a very simple job that I actually fell in love with it.
Okay. Now, before we look at the main matter, now, as a professional, what were some of the things that you had planned for, either as in terms of your plan of professional growth, your life too? And also, what were some of the things also that you used to do after work? You go out with guys and cheer around. You go to church, you attend poiki and all these things. What were some of the basic things before we got to life shifting and also profession shifting?
Yeah, actually, I had my personal company, which I was still doing carpentry at the same time, plumbing at the same time, mostly weekends.
Mm.
Yes, I was a partying young man that was known.
Yeah.
And I was a DJ at the same time. I travel town to town when it's a weekend. I had to go DJ, make some money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Friends were left and right.
Okay. Now, you know, what happened to you? Maybe you may also explain a little bit, because life is always unpredictable. And we move out of life without really not knowing what would happen. But what is important is those who accept and live with changes. Maybe looking at what really happened, how did that change your professional life, and how did you manage to shift to that situation, and who assisted you, if we have to look into that? And before you look at how it impacted your business and other things.
Okay. Actually, it was an accident at work. This happens. It happened on the 15th of May.
Yeah.
It was early morning, as we usually go to work.
Yeah.
It was on a Wednesday. We woke up. There was no water in town.
Yeah.
So I was looking for fresh water. I and my team were five.
Mm.
So we decided to check the borehole in Omaruru. If you know the riverbed of Omaruru, that's where the boreholes are.
Yeah.
So we came across with one borehole that was not functioning, but we were not sure if water from underground, we call it aquifer, if the water is down or the borehole is damaged.
Mm.
So we have to get it out. So for us to work on a borehole, we need to bring in an electrician.
Mm-hmm.
So municipality always have this subcontractors electrician.
Yeah.
So we worked as a team. We pulled out this borehole.
Mm.
We took it to the workshop.
Mm.
The electrician suggested that we need to get a drum.
Mm.
We put in water.
Mm.
Then we put in the motor of the borehole and try to see if it will work.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that, took it to the workshop. I was standing in the backing.
Mm.
We tried to test it, did not respond. Then he suggested, let's take it to the main, where we control the borehole.
Mm.
So the voltage there is very high. So we took it there, we tried, did not respond. Maybe after a few minutes from nowhere, I don't know where the electricity shock came from.
Mm.
I just felt it penetrating me from my safety boots. So when I tried to escape,
yeah,
it was too late.
Oh.
So it hit me. there was a loud bang. I just felt a loud bang.
Yeah.
The only thing that I felt, it's like I'm in a space flying. So I went straight on the ground.
Yeah.
I was unconscious. So falling on my head, then I broke my neck, actually squashed my spinal cord. So I was lying on the ground there. My body was vibrating. I didn't know what was happening. I tried to call for help, but everyone was very scared. Yes, to make story short, I was rushed to Roman Catholic, where I was for five months. From there, I went home. My uncle was by my side. The mother of my child, by that time, she was 7 months pregnant. She was beside me. Every day when I wake up in the hospital, she's sitting there with my uncle. They were really on my side. And the other family members were coming to visit there and there. But the most thing that kept me going is my kids. When I thinking about my kids and this baby that was on the way coming.
Yeah.
So I have to push. I have to push. So
I understand that change. You is it permanent change in terms of, or what change that did it bring to your life, that accident?
Yeah, it's I'm a quadriplegic, so permanent injury. So unless it's miracle for me to walk again. So my injury is very high, which affected my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very weak. I cannot even hold a pen to write. So I'm affected of everything that I used to do before. I can't be able to do it.
Now, I know you are still strong, and you have accepted. But there is one thing that we also want to get it out there, especially to ordinary people and also professional. Now, how did things change to you financially? Because we are in business and economic segment, we are more on the finance part, but the human development too. How did things affected you? You were plumber. I know you guys artisan, you get a lot of money. I don't want to reveal it. But, after that have happened, how did it change you, financially? And how did you help yourself also to accept and adjust to that, reality?
Okay. After the accident, it was very complicated with the company, which is the Omaru municipality. I don't know what happened. They decided to terminate my contract, which I lost my job.
Okay.
They decided to put me on disability retirement with no good explanation. Up to now, we are still fighting that at the higher court. Yes, my hands were affected. An artisan, a person that likes to doing things with your hands, it really has affected me to a point where I have to come depend on 3.8 monthly. And I tried to push the company, I got some few guys to help me move to work with in my company, but it never materialized. People will always take advantage of you when you are not really strong, healthy, standing there for you to do your thing. So financially, I'm really drained up to now, but I'm pushing, I'm pushing. So I decided to launch a podcast channel, which is Namib Voice. So I created this podcast in UK since Namibia is not monetized. When it comes to social media. So I've come up with this podcast, which I will launch end of this month, but everything is sorted, which I will want to travel the whole Namibia to interview the CEOs, the politicians, celebrities. I just want to explore our country.
Yeah, I think it's a very good thing that that you mentioned that. So I think let's look at moving into the future, because from an artisan is a physical man. You need to work. You need to be in the field, because you guys is a boots, a jean, and the t-shirt and your toolbox. But it has changed you now that life has changed. What have you learned that you wish you knew before you were in that condition, particularly about human beings? What are some of the key things that you learn now that you're in this condition, but you did not know them when you were physically able and somebody who is like any other person?
Yes, something that I have learned in this is when you have opportunity to make money, invest it or save it. Because when you are earning money, you will have a lot of friends that will come left and right.
Yeah.
But when days are dark, they'll all be gone. So my advice to people who are still in the industry, but all I can say is that they should invest the little they have. Alcohol will never run out.
it will be there.
Alcohol will never run out. And when it comes to ladies, you need to have that fixed partner. It's so easy to have 12 ladies left and right. But when days are dark, not all of them will be there. It's really only one that will stand for you there. So I have learned that when you're at your lowest, few people will be by your side.
Okay. Now, that is a very strong point, because when we grew up, we used to think that alcohol and a guy who have a lot of ladies is a real man. But when you start growing up, you realize to say things are now changing. You spoke well about investment. I want to know, because you are still sharp. Your mind is not touched. You can still think properly, and you still have innovative ideas. Maybe. What are some of the skills that you have learned? Because now it forces you to shift from being a physical, active professional to somebody who is only using intellectual, thinking to do business. What are some of the key skills that you decided to say, no, I know I'm down here, but I still need to learn these skills so that I can, move forward, and I can also earn myself a living, because you still have to make sure that you keep pushing.
Yes. What I learned myself is that I started studying video editing.
Okay.
Which I'm doing. This
just time. Hold on. Just hold on for a commercial break.
Do you need toiletries and household cleaners? You won't get it cheaper than a You Save up to the 7th of June. Get 250 mm jars of Vaseline for only $25 Namibian. Smell fresh with Playboy roll-on deodorant for just $18.99 Namibian. Get 2 kg of Surf's hand washing powder for just $49.99 Namibian. Get 750 mm Sunlight dishwashing liquid for $28.99 Namibian. And get 2 boxes of Cares Maxi sanitary pads for only $12.99 Namibian. You Save. Where else?
Yes, let's continue. What new skills have you learned?
Yes, I've been doing graphic design, which I'm also done with that one.
Okay.
And I've been busy with graphic design.
Yeah.
And I'm busy studying counseling as well.
Okay,
and
okay.
I have already started counseling because I came to realize that we are losing a lot of people, mostly the youth.
Yeah.
Yes, if I have to remember, I think some few weeks, where a guy from Swakop that parked his Mercedes-Benz and just walked in the sea.
Yeah,
so I have been talking to a lot of people. They've been coming through. I have done some posters.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to talk to these young people that want to commit suicide because of a lady or because you don't have a job.
Yeah.
Well, something they need to look at is the simple term is that the person just have to be in my shoe, try to put yourself in my shoe.
Indeed.
That's a young man that got injured at 25 years old.
Yeah. No, that is,
So it's like I lost a lot.
Yeah.
So I never gave up. And why you, that's completely fine. Why will you commit suicide? Because a lady had dumped you.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, I think that is it's a good field that you took, and also the neglected they say a boy child, but I don't go with that word. I see everybody need assistance, but young men too, we are on our own. Once you are able to stand on your own, you can survive on your own. But I think that is it's a good area. We don't have professionals when it comes to mental health in Namibia, and I think that. Due to time, let's look at two things that you enjoy, and also what keep you dreaming, because people lose ambitions. And also, who is your mentor to in shifting this, yeah, in shifting from hard core professional to an intellectual professional?
A mentor, I will not mention any name. I'm my mentor myself.
Okay.
Yes, but I remember who's this gentleman that came to Namibia? Is it this man?
Oh, okay.
With the name Nick.
Yeah, it's Nick. Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, I looked at that gentleman.
Yeah.
Born without limbs.
Mm.
Both four limbs, and he's there. He's fine.
Mm.
So this is something that's really pushing me. I look at myself, I still have legs, I have everything.
Yeah.
So I have a dream of having an empire. Mm-hmm. Maybe not an empire of 10 billion or something, but I would want to be successful to inspire other people who are in the same situation as me. Because most people like to look down on themselves because, I'm disabled.
Yeah.
So I should just depend on a government grant. So I don't want that life. Uh-huh. I want to have an empire where I help to recruit people with disability that really want to do something for their life.
Indeed. Yeah, I think when you look at, I think Nick is even, I think it's a very good example that you give. He was born without anything. And with him, when you look at him, he has, I think, 12 bodyguards. His account is full. And the impact that is being. No, lastly, I just want to thank you for your time. Thank you for keep inspiring people. And the mind of business should not leave you, because that is the way that you continue to assist people. And thank you very much again. And we may keep in touch.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, we are moving forward, and you need to think twice. Don't think you are in trouble. There are people that have seen trouble. There are people that have faced trouble. There are people that have worked in trouble. And when you listen to their story, you start celebrating, realize that those is not yet a problem. But what is very interesting is that we are born with different minds. There are people who don't stop dreaming. And that is what is very interesting. And also to say that the wisdom of life is telling you that there is unpredictability of life. Things are not always going to be the way you plan them to be. But are you able to shift and adjust and move forward, or you are going to not be able to wake up? But there is a very interesting point that they gave to say, you can shift, you can change, because it's not done. It's not yet done until you win. Yeah, that is very important, particularly in terms of motivating those who need motivation, because things can be very tough, but we must go to war and win the war. Good evening.
When you get time, you come for training.
Good evening.
Oh, sorry.
Are you at the bar, uncle?
So, I was just passing by, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
You went to get the cold one.
this time for exam, my friend.
Are you still studying?
Yes, I'm still studying.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yes, that's why I've been telling you. I've actually migrated to me. You could be giving me some insight in this constitutional law and what.
Are you studying law?
I'm studying law.
Which module?
So, constitutional law.
No, constitutional, we'll talk.
And all those modules, must.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but I'll try, so, for now, when we begin again. So, thank you very much, King David, for bringing what's the name again for the...
It's Lion Ims.
lion hymns.
Yeah.
So thank you for inspiring us.
Yeah.
I think all of us, we have got the inspiration.
Yeah.
And the courage.
Yeah.
And the somehow to create wealth.
Yeah.
For the, so if I say vulnerable, it's not, I think it's still an appropriate word.
Yeah.
And to just to make sure that the, let's tap. You see now it's life changing, like you said.
Yeah.
And we see now the war, we thank God for those leaders there.
Mm-hmm.
If they can be committed, I'm sure the President Trump has really seen that, yes, war is not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has acknowledged those things. And for Israel and Netanyahu, the analysts are saying that so it's actually kulipo katika na makara na maka. Situation is not going to be in his favor. They even removed Trump in the Kennedy, what Kennedy's book sender, I don't know, they call it. So I don't know, his name was maybe to be a hero or whatever. Removed for Trump. So let's apply this universally principle.
Indeed.
To abide to these things. Because we have a world so chaotic, and even our people like that, too, I mean, Lion of Judah. So, I mean, what Lion of
Hosts? Imps Lion.
Yeah, so it's like a Lion of Judah as well. So we want to make sure that at least can we start engaging, because I know the people of our age and men.
Yeah.
So they may also not depend much on them, except those ones who are not well able, you understand?
Indeed.
So those who are well able to organize even their finance, and we wait for you guys to bring proposals and organize the people who are also can give you something like in terms of knowledge and money. Because they also want to invest and create money, those especially the retired personnel and all this dedicated cadre. So thank you very much. We'll talk tomorrow again.
All right. Sharp.
But I'm very inspired by the lion.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, we move forward. Sometimes you don't need motivation. You just need to listen to people that genuinely went through changes. Then you understand that every step you need to appreciate. And yeah, moving forward, there is just something I want to say regarding the creative industry. I was speaking to my cousin at home, and also from there, some of the colleagues I met in the field, they are starting to speak about, you know, Namibian young people, especially ladies, they are very much interested in this. There's a city in I think it's from South Africa, a drama called The Polygamist. This, one of the main characters is Jonasi Gomora. It's a very interesting city, according to what I read, because I just read about it, I did not watch it. But this should not only be seen, that now when you look at Namibian young people, they are no more looking at Teremudo or Trenover. They are looking at this city. South African. It's relatable. It's a lot of African actors playing there. But it's a question that we should also raise to say, for how long are we going to be looking at other people when we still have our creative industry? Even a state-sponsored, a series or a movie that is off standard. There was a movie, I think it's called Katutura, and a few more. But how many Namibian actors who are trained? Not this movie I can do with my phone. Real movies that can attract even investor. Now everybody is looking at Jonasi and his wife's The Polygamist and all these things. People are very interested. You realize to say the creative industry, just like sport, is still one of the neglected industry, but still making more money. Ask yourself this question: how much money is made so far by this recently series, short series that is being produced. It's a critical question that we need to ask ourselves. Can somebody be able to, can Namibian actors be able to be funded so far that they can compete or even play in some of these things? Because when a South African movie is set out there, when people are watching The Kings of Chubek, when they are watching Generation, when they are watching these Mzanzi movies, we must ask ourselves a question to say, for how long are you going to watch through the window? It's like you have a well taken care of, and I'm not saying people, I'm just giving an example, and a well taken care of, puppy that has everything that it needs. But you also have the one that is just watching through the fence. And that is Namibia for you. We are watching through South Africa. We are watching. But when are we going to produce our own movies, our own series, while the world is moving? When are we going to narrate our own stories? Those are some of the critical questions that creative professionals must also ask themselves. And also those who are in terms of, who are in charge of leading industry. So, dear listeners, that will bring us to the end of our conversation. We meet each other tomorrow at Early Morning Scoop. Take care of yourself and have a beautiful Monday evening. And let's watch Senegal. Let's watch the Lion of Terrags that will play, that is tomorrow, with France, and to see who is going to win this game. Are the descendants, the grandsons of Africa, or the sons of Africa? But let's see how things are going to turn out. From me, David Shombe, bye-bye. See you around, and sharp.